In years past, when world financial leaders have convened at the World Bank and International Monetary Fund, protesters have descended upon them, criticizing capitalism and denouncing greed. But the streets were quiet at this year's conference, some security, but mostly polite attendees walking to and from meetings. There were smiles as cameras flashed in photo ops, but beneath the surface, a grimness.
We are in a precarious situation. We face a confluence of sovereign debt and banking risks, with the epicenter of that being in the euro area.
Europe's problems, he said, are underpinned by a weakened global economy, especially in the U.S., compounded by a lack of confidence in fiscal policy actions in developed countries. Earlier Saturday, U.S. Treasury Secretary Timothy Geithner, in his strongest language yet, said European leaders should work more closely with their central bank to ensure capital and liquidity remain available in what could be rough days ahead. IMF Managing Director Christine Lagarde says that topic is on the table.
However grave and serious the moment is, we are also, and the global economy is also, halfway through the work that needs to be done. Because if you look at financial regulation, if you look at crisis management, if you look at improved governance, for instance, in the Eurozone, if you look at strengthening the capital of the banks, a lot has already happened.
Meanwhile, the finance chiefs of Brazil, Russia, India, China, and South Africa, the so-called BRICS countries, say they will do what they can to help stabilize the world economy. Emerging markets in general have weathered the financial crisis better than developed economies.
Formerly, with a cold in the advanced economies, we would catch pneumonia. Looks like this time around, the pneumonia is in the advanced countries, and probably we will catch a cold.
These countries still have to consider where to invest their resources. Laurel Boomen, VOA News in Washington.